Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Let's talk about this tough, tough subject. But in the meantime, give me just a minute.
Let's go.
And I'll be right back with you, okay?
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. The name is
Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. I've put together a little, different things. I'm getting ready to go to a bigger show now, and I'm starting to put together some clips, some music, audio clips, some music, and, that was, of course, Gap Band, Uncle Charlie, all that stuff mixed into one. Now, the funny thing about it is, we were talking about this the other day. Uncle Charlie, if you listen to the Gap Band's voice, a lot of you know this, but a lot of you don't. But for the younger folks, Uncle Charlie was part of the Gap Band. The Gap Band was before Uncle Charlie, okay? Now, Uncle Charlie was in the Gap Band, so all these old songs, Exciting, Burn Rub on Me, all that stuff was the Gap Band. That was Uncle Charlie and his brothers, all right? And then, if you guys don't know, but Uncle Charlie fell off for years. He got hung up on drugs. He was living in the streets, all this stuff. And then he was found by his now wife, and she brought him all the way back. And then he started singing again. Then come out with Uncle Charlie, okay? So that's kind of the story in a nutshell from Uncle Charlie. That's a little tidbit for you young folks out there that don't understand. But I'm starting to compile all this music for my new show. I'm trying to start it on November the 1st, okay? But we'll see how things go, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and tell me your opinion on today's episode. Today's episode is, why do today's women frequent the strip clubs? And I'm not talking about the men strip clubs. I'm talking about the women strip clubs, okay? Why do today's women frequent strip clubs? The women strip clubs. Now, before I get into this, I want to let you guys know that I promote the show on Facebook and Twitter and Blog Talk Radio, all that stuff. And actually, you can go online on my show page and look for all that. And those of you who are online, you can go ahead and click on that icon there that says follow this show. Click that and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. You'll get show notes every day about the show and when I'm having episodes and things like that. Do that for me, okay? 818-301-5834. Again, today's episode is, why do today's women frequent? Now, what I found by talking to some people, what I found is nowadays in this new generation, okay, is these young girls now, they want to go into the strip clubs and watch. And I'm wondering, why do you want to go in there and watch? Why do you want to go in there and see? You know what's going on, right? You know what's going on, or you have an idea what's going on. If you've never been in a strip club before, you have an idea of what happens in the strip clubs, all right? Now, is it curiosity that makes them want to go into the strip clubs and look around, see how things work? Is it something that they're aspiring to do? Do they want to be strippers? Are they going in there to learn what the strippers do? Are they going in there to talk to someone and see how things work in a strip club? What's happening? What's happening there? Okay. Now, I know a young lady that had a birthday recently, turned 26, 27, one or the other. And her, you know, she's country, okay? She's from a small town in Alabama. She's country. And she wanted, for her birthday, she wanted to go to a strip club, okay? Now, think about this now. She goes from Alabama to Columbus to a strip club. She didn't come to Atlanta to a strip club. She went to Columbus to a strip club. So, you know, there's a world of difference between Columbus and Atlanta. Although they're only an hour or so apart, but there's a world of difference between Atlanta and Columbus, okay? So she went to Columbus to the strip club, her and two of her friends, okay? Now, why would three women go into a strip club and watch other women? Now, are they going in there to see if they can find someone who's in there balling, who's spending a lot of money and trying to get together with them? Is that what's happening? Because that's the wrong approach, okay? Or are you going in there to really see what goes on in a strip club. Or, now this is my take, are they a little bit on the gay side of things? Because, or lesbian, or butch, whatever you want to call it, okay? Are they headed that way? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? I think that they're headed down the road of wanting to be with another woman. All right? Now, back in my day, when, you know, maybe 20, 21, 22 years old, when you went into a strip club, you didn't see women in the strip club. I mean, women that are dancing, right? But they work there. But you didn't see women sitting out in the audience with the men getting lap dances. Y'all with me? You didn't see that when I was coming up. Okay? I'm not one that frequent strip clubs. I mean, I got friends that go to strip clubs now, but I'm not one to frequent strip clubs. All right? Because, for one thing, I don't want to give my money away with nothing in return. Y'all with me? I'm just saying, when I pay my money out, I'm looking for something in return. I pay my money out for gas, I'm looking for gas to put in my car. I pay my money out at the grocery store, I'm looking for groceries to take home to eat, right? So, when you go in a strip club, you know, you're spending money out for nothing in return. I guess you're able to watch or see or feel, you know. So, but that isn't worth it to me. All right? And then another thing is I have kids. So I don't want my girls to find out my dad is going to a strip club. That's not something that I want to hear about, especially from my daughters. Okay? So that's out for me. All right? So but why today are these women sitting in these strip clubs and watching other women? Are you watching to see how they dance on the stripper pole? You know, are you watching to see how they interact with the men? What's going on? What's really happening? Or, as I said, are you there to see what you can see and maybe what you can leave with? 818-301-5834. Call into the show to come in on this topic. Okay? Now, like I said, when you know, here's my thinking, okay? Here's my thinking. I know a lot of you guys out there, just like I do. All right? Now, I don't want to go to a male strip club and watch men strip, do they strip dance or whatever, watch women throw money at them or whatever. I don't want to do that. Okay? That's not my cup of tea. All right? Now, if I was a fly on the wall in one of these male strip joints, and I saw men sitting in this male strip joint, and I saw men that were watching other men that were getting other men to dance for them, paying other men to dance for them, my first thought is, that dude, he a punk. That's a punk right there. Sissy, gay, whatever you want to call them. All right? When we were growing up, we called them sissies. All right? because they like the same gender. Men that like men. All right? If that's your thing, you in there watching, you in there paying, you in there touching or whatever, that's your thing. Okay? And so that's what I think about these women. You in the strip club and you watching, you know, these other women. If I was a fly on the wall, saw you doing that, other women dancing on you, it's not okay just because it's women on women. That's not okay. In my book, I think that they're gay. I think that woman is gay. Okay? I think she's got gay tendencies. If you're a man and you got another man dancing all over you and don't get too close. I think you're gay. Or you have gay tendencies. Right? That's my thing. So it's the same thing. You flip-flop it over to the women. Same thing going on. But, like I said, back in the day, it was unheard of for a woman to be in the strip club watching other women strip. Okay? If you want to learn how to strip, if that's your aspiration, if that's what you want to do, you can go online and Google how to dance from a stripper pole, how to pole dance, and they got hundreds. You can go on YouTube and look at it. They got hundreds of videos about that. You can sit at home and watch it yourself. You can sit at home and watch it and practice yourself if that's what you're trying to do. But when you go out into the club, where, you know, and then think about this. Now you got women in here dropping money or dropping just as much money as the men. Now you invading our space. Now these women are invading the men's space. And it's all about the younger generation and how things are changing. Okay? But would you say that's a good thing? It's changing for the better? Or would you say that things look like they're headed in the wrong direction as far as women being in these strip clubs? And I think things are headed in the wrong direction. Okay? Get out of these strip clubs. Stay out of these strip clubs. Go to the male strip clubs. Go watch men. Women, go watch men. Men, go watch women. See, the thing is that you don't see the men in the male strip club. But you see women in the women's strip club. Something not right. Something's not right. Because now you're seeing all these women turning over into another lifestyle, liking other women. Because if you know, when you think about the ratio of men to women, right here in Atlanta, it's like 4-5 to 1. 5 women to every 1 man. The ratio is way out of proportion in Atlanta. I don't know what it is in Columbus or Alabama or you know, whatever. But the ratio of men to women is like 5 to 1 in Atlanta. And this was a few years ago. So it may be more. But Atlanta is also, get this now, Atlanta is also one of the highest populations for gay men and women. All right? Let me say that again. Atlanta is also one of the highest cities in the whole United States, men and women. So we're not headed in the right direction, in my opinion. Because, you know, when you think about it, over in some of these third world countries, if they find out that you're gay, you like men or you like women, you're going to get killed, period. Because they feel like that's a way of stopping, slowing down, or whatever, the population. Yeah, you got men on men, they ain't have no babies. You got women on women, they aren't having any babies. So, you know, you got all these people that are turning gay, that are gay or lesbian or whatever. You know, how are you going to keep the population going? Starts to overflow. Starts to push the straight men out. Okay? Pushing the straight men out of the strip clubs. I ain't going back to that strip club. See all the women that was up in there tonight. Man, this girl over here, she's spending 20s like it was going out of style. I'm over here, all I got is 5. She over here spending 20s. She got all the girls stacked over there with them. What in the world going on? Bachelorette parties happening inside women's strip clubs today. Bachelorette parties inside women's strip clubs. And I know some of the guys out there who don't hit these clubs and stuff like that all the time, who don't frequent these clubs all the time. But y'all know, y'all know these women going in these clubs. All right? I think women should be banned from these clubs. I don't think you should allow women to come into the male establishments. I just think it's bad. Now, I know the establishments, they want the money. But at the same time, something's changing right here. And this was getting to me, because I'm trying to get this young girl to understand that you're headed down the wrong road. If you aspiring to go and dance in a club, you're headed down the wrong road. Get your job, work, take care of your family. You say, that's a job, Frank. That's work. I can take care of my family with that and make some good money. Yeah, you're right. But you know what? At some point, your little girl going to find out what you do for a living. Then she may aspire to do that. But if you watch this movie called Players Club, in Players Club with Bernie Mac and Lisa Ray, and then Lisa Ray, you know, if watch that movie. You'll see how it is in these strip clubs. That's a pretty close depiction of the strip club. Now, one of the, you know, if you know, I tell you a little bit about the movie. One of the girls that she came to town. She was Lisa Ray's little cousin. She came to town to go to school and to stay with Lisa Ray. Now, I think it was her niece or whatever. So she finds out what Lisa Ray does for a living. She see the money. Now she want to go in the club and strip. So she go in the club and she starts stripping. Now she starts stripping, but she's stripping for different reasons. Then she hooks up with a stripper at the club. And the stripper talks her into doing a bachelorette party, I mean a bachelor party, with the other stripper's crazy brother. So she's like, yeah, I'll do it. I want to make some money. You know, the girl tells me, you in this game, you got to make some money. So she wants to do it. She want to make some money. Now this girl takes her to the bachelor party, her crazy brother there, and he ends up raping and beating the hell out of her. Almost killed her. Because she was drunk. And before she could come out with all the guys and dance, he goes in the room with her and try to get it before she even come out to dance. Because she's drunk. She's young. She don't know what she's doing. That's what happens. Young, inexperienced, don't know what you're doing, but you're going into the lion's den. That's the lion's den, these strip clubs. And these guys in there, now, they may show you some money and this and that. They talk a good game, get you to go home with them after you leave work. After you leave work, girl, come over to my place. We have a little something to drink, smoke, whatever. And, you know, just kicking it for a little while. I like you. All right, I'll come over. Next thing you know, she headed to his house, headed to his apartment. Get there. She a stripper now. She get there, and he got a couple of buddies over. All right? She didn't know that, but she still hang. All right? Next thing you know, they get a little juice in her, get a little smoke in her, and the next thing she know, she feeling right. But she, you know, she pass out and she wake up in the morning looking around. She don't know where she is. You know, and they had their way with her. They've done whatever they want with that girl. Then when she wakes up, he like, hey, you got to get out. Hurry up. Get your stuff on. Get out. They don't care about you. Y'all with me? So you have to be careful of that kind of stuff. If that's what you're aspiring to do, hey, If that's what you're aspiring to do, hey, to each his own. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. I love you all. Y'all are the best audience I can have. Y'all mean so much to me and the show that I don't know how to thank you guys other than saying thank you. My ratings, my listeners are going high and higher and higher every day. I'd like for you guys to tell other people about the show, listening to the show. I'd like for you guys to call me and let me know a topic that you want to hear, or a subject you want to hear, or someone you want to hear on the show, and I'll try to put that together for you. In the meantime, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Good night. Yeah.